celestial bed? Or have you picked your target yet? It's ending. Don't you talk by
It's a great song.
It sounds like every Blues Traveler song I've ever heard.
It sounds like all the failed Spin Doctors songs.
Yeah.
Which didn't work except for Two Princes.
Yeah, I mean, Seth MacFarlane talks about it in Ted, you know, when he's making fun of how everybody sings in the 90s, like just with vowels.
I
have no idea what's going on at all in that song.
Do you remember that show?
Yes, I do remember it. I remember two episodes. It was a little before my time.
If you guys don't recall don't recall that song, we are talking about the wonderful gem, Nickelodeon gem, Pete and Pete from
Pete
the early
and
90s.
Pete.
Yes, or the Ginger Twins.
Which, how did a show based off gingers really be that successful?
Yeah, who's the ballsy casting agent that cast two of them?
I'm not saying
I'm gonna roll the dice with gingers
with that.
Time.
I just don't know if you can fly with that now in 2010. Like,
oh no,
oh people be rioting in the streets, yeah. Man.
I blame South Park. I kind of blame South Park.
Yeah, yeah.
They kind of perpetuated that gingers have no souls.
Yeah, was it really that false though?
I think it's just the recipe. You know, you can't have more than one ginger. You can't have two people that wear hats. You know, it's got to be a good mix.
The one thing, from watching the credit video again, why is the older Pete look like he's crying?
All the time?
Like, he just looks like he just finished a good cry every single time.
Resting, I'm a pussy face. Resting, I'm a ginger pussy face.
And dude, it's young Danny Tamborelli too. Remember that?
Young Danny, yeah. From like, All That is where I remember him.
Yeah, but he did All That, and then what was the other thing? Figure It Out. Remember with Summer Sanders? Remember?
Wow, Summer Sanders.
You remember that? That was like a great show where the kid went up and it was like, this kid invented a blue raspberry dog.
And the three Nickelodeon celebrities had to guess what the kid meant.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then there was like a secret word too, and it somehow there was always Danny Tamborelli that got the gack dropped on him. Mm, yeah.
Got out of the gack.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And they'd always freak out and try to cover it with their hands.
That shit don't work?
Yeah, it was a bucket. It's a bucket of
gack. That'll work.
What? Gack is not the same thing as slime.
Oh, it was slime.
Because Gap was like
Gap,
the toy you got
that's
to play
right,
with.
That's right. Gap was the stuff you could actually
buy. Because that
would
fucking hurt if you got hit with a bucket of Gap.
Breaks your neck. And we've lost Danny Tamborelli on the show. And get somebody else in here really quick.
Yeah, and that's why...
get Mark Wiener from Wienerville in here.
What was who did he do vital information for your everyday life? Sarah, what was her name?
The larger... One?
What is it? It's three names. Like,
yeah.
Sarah Beth or...
Oh, Sarah Beth Dinberg or no. Something. Laura Greenberg? Beth Dinberg.
Laura Beth. Laura Beth. Laura Beth. Laura Beth what?
Laura Beth Dinberg.
Dinberg?
It's not Dinberg.
Okay, well, we won't argue
we
this
go
on the show.
Our crack research team. Our crack research team's going to get on that right now.
Yeah.
Look up the other...
If you're shouting
the other
the name at home,
and all
we
that.
Can't hear you.
God, man. That was a great, great show, though.
Oh, yeah.
So, how was everybody's weekend, though? Dan, how was yours, man?
It was good. Hey, and if you didn't know, you're listening to Pop Not Soda.
Oh, yeah. Sorry about that.
Your weekly six-pack of pop culture. Brett, my weekend was good. I went up to see the family. Speaking of, old 90s.
LA?
Yeah, up in Long Beach. Okay. Just south of LA. Speaking of old memories, my parents put up the house for sale.
Ooh.
They're moving cross country in North Carolina.
The house you grew up in?
Yeah, we've been in that house since 1991. So I was just 2 years old.
Wow. Okay. So you don't remember anything kind of before that?
No.
Yeah, the other house.
No.
So.
Yeah,
this is the house you grew up in.
So it was a little weird having the for sale sign. People come looking at it. But
why are they moving to North Carolina?
Grandparents live there. My parents didn't retire. My dad's a carpenter's pension. That's gonna be pretty fat out in North Carolina where he won't get taxed, and everything is like a sixth of the price it is in California.
Cool.
What about you guys, Brian? How's your weekend?
Weekend was good. Definitely enjoyed the San Diego weather. Was outside.
Yeah.
Hit the beach on Sunday. Even jumped in the water.
What?
Yeah. My nuts disappeared for...
Native San Diegans don't do
couple,
that.
A couple
depends
minutes.
Where the water is.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, no, I was in La Jolla. It wasn't too bad.
Stingrays? Anything?
Jellyfish? No, no stingrays.
No.
Definitely some...
Some jellyfish?
Well, I was going to say some string bikinis.
Oh, nice.
Jellyfish, too.
That's what I go to the beach for.
Yeah,
jellyfish.
Exactly. The jellyfish.
our crack research team, sorry to interrupt, has gone back to us, and it's actually Lori Beth Denberg. You were very close.
Ooh, Jeopardy.
You were very close.
Lori, Alex Trebek would have.
Oh, he would have vetoed. He would have given me an idiot looking grin.
Yeah. Sorry.
Sorry to interrupt. So,
the
stingrays.
Correct answer. Yeah, so stingrays and jellyfish. Yeah, that was my Sunday. Played some softball too. First game in our league. We beat a bunch of old men.
Nice.
It was a little sad at one point.
Were they the old men that can run to first base, or are they the guys that just try to hit it really hard and then...
Like, just... by old men, do you mean gray hair or, like, walkers and liver spots?
I mean, I'd say the median age on that team was, you know, 50-plus. So,
collecting Social Security almost.
Yeah.
Did they have an ironic old man name like the Dusty Baggers or something like that?
You know, this league is very clean cut, I guess. There's no team names. It's just...
There's no team name?
It's just like the captain of the team is... Or the team manager's last name.
Oh,
and
wow.
So that's how they do it.
See, this is very different. I'm on a softball team and our name is the Bunt Monkeys.
Nice.
So... Go Bunt Monkeys.
shout out to the Bunt Monkeys.
Did you guys win your first game?
We did win our first game week. Yeah. So we're now 1-3.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
So,
shout out to the Bunt Monkeys.
1-3, I think. Or 1-2.
Yeah.
We have a losing record, but we have one win. So that's nice.
Okay.
The old guys, though, weren't competition at all.
No, they were terrible.
The Dusty Baggers weren't.
The Dusty Baggers.
Yeah. The low-hanging Dusty Baggers.
It's terrible. I just feel like their mascot would just be a tea bag that just hung low. That had, like...
Two tea bags.
The dust from, like, the Charlie Brown. Like, the really dirty kid.
Pigpen.
Yeah, Pigpen. It would be that sort of dirt just flying around the tea bags.
Like the line cartoon dust.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
totally, yeah.
Maybe they would even hold him in an old pair of gym socks. To give it the full flavored effect.
With the red stripe around the top.
Yep.
It'd have to be that.
It bothers me that you said flavor in that description.
What? Wait.
I said it. I was thinking it. But so, yeah, so this field that we play on, right? There's no fence.
Oh.
So when you hit it past these guys and they kind of go run for the ball. And that's when we start to feel bad for them. Because, you know, we're just peppering it by them.
Hips are just popping out of place.
Exactly.
Left and right. Yeah,
you know, geez. They stop running.
Four guys
like,
on oxygen tanks.
Yeah, they got the fucking scooters out there, getting the ball. That was my weekend.
What about you, cool. Brett?
I didn't really do too much, man. Went out Sunday, and that was an interesting day. And then actually, really, really funny thing happened. Not at all. My computer got a virus in it and now crapped out. And so I'm dealing with that shit because it can't patch into the internet.
See, I feel like viruses don't exist anymore.
Well, if you have a Mac, they don't exist at all, really.
That's true.
Yeah. They don't. And the frustrating thing before we get onto that topic, I called customer service thinking that it was customer service. It wasn't customer service. It was just somebody. It was a faker. It was a fake customer service guy that was trying to charge me $199 to repair my 6-month-old computer, which proceeded for me to get into an argument with him for about 5 minutes and waste my cell phone minutes. But yeah, that's the thing. That shit doesn't happen.
You got that free weekend minute plan?
Yeah, Jesus. Actually, yeah, I think I do actually now. So I'm still complaining about it, though, because it sucked. But that's the thing, is PCs... get these viruses and shit. I had a Mac. I got an iPad, man. That shit doesn't... It doesn't happen with Macs.
No.
Yeah, so
I still can't believe that you were on the phone for 40 minutes with a guy who intended to charge you $200 the whole time.
The frustrating thing was he didn't bring up any sort of, like, fee thing, pretended to be this Lenovo guy that was repairing my damn computer, and then... At the very, very end, the point of, like, flicking the switch and going, like, all right, we're about to fix this computer. Ready? 3, 2, $199.
Could you imagine if you went to like an emergency room, but it wasn't really like your standard emergency room, and they're gonna patch you up, and he's like, "All right, so I just gotta connect this last artery, but that's gonna be $5,000."
Oh, so you mean like the real emergency room?
Yeah, like, well, that's a little different. They at least wait until you're healed to sign the bill, but more like the extortion where you think you're gonna be covered by your insurance.
Yeah,
and then they're like, "Oh, well, no, really, it's not accepted here. Sorry about that."
Oh no, we don't actually do that. We I'm sorry. No, we somehow there was this giant miscommunication that we actually do what you thought we did, and we don't. So here's your dead body back.
So you got fucked by the Google sponsored results is what you got fucked by.
Yeah, ad space. Good for internet optimization or whatever the marketization or.
Well, my biggest question is what was he doing for 40 minutes.
Dude, so he was just...
He's playing Gattaca.
Yeah, right.
So he's talking to me, and, like, he proceeds to... Which I was dumb enough to not realize that the red flag was when he goes, "All right, I'm going to get you to my technician first." Which I should have gone... I thought I was talking to the technician.
Yeah, who the fuck are you?
You got an Indian voice. Now I'm going to go to the next Indian voice? No, I thought you were the technician. But anyway, so he goes and does that or whatever, and, like... So they're looking at my computer, they're running through it, they get this thing where they're like, it's basically at work where they can patch into your thing and like see all your stuff or whatever, which was the second thing that I should have realized, like, all right, maybe this isn't the proper way that customer service people handle things. They don't just jack into your computer like Neo from the Matrix or whatever. So
follow the white rabbit.
Yeah.
Jesus. That's what I thought. You know, they're like pulling up your fucking downloads and going through your documents.
So that's what he's doing. He pulls up like the MS-DOS function and looks through this thing and he's like, "Oh yeah, you got malware. You know, do you know what the Trojan is? It's a self-replicating virus that will attack your computer and it takes your basic programs and makes your computer non-functional." And I'm like, "I don't just fix the damn. Just fix it. Just fix it." And sure enough, 45 minutes later or whatever, yeah, like I said, he gets to the point where he's like, "All right, you know, we're about to fix this, and we need to get your credit card." And I'm like...
Well, can't you do it in the voice again?
Oh. "All right, we're about to fix your problem, Mr. Nice, and one more thing, we need your credit card." And I'm like, "What are you talking about? I don't need... "Sir, we need your credit card. We'll give you a one-year warranty, Microsoft Office for free, and... just give us your credit card number." And I'm just like, "All right, blow off, you know, I'm just going to disconnect."
Just say, "Listen up, Pooh, from Quickie Mart. Don't you got a slushy machine to refill?"
He should have just poured the slushy. He probably put He probably put worse shit in my computer now. He's probably put stuff that's going to automatically make my computer just fry out.
No, every time you try to go to the actual low-level tech support, it's just going to go to him now.
It's going to be, instead of the Jurassic Park fat guy from Seinfeld, it's going to be a Boo showing up. "Not, not, no. Mr. Nice, not today."
Well, what's funny is, when you actually talk to Lenovo tech support, I'm sure it's outsourced too.
It's gonna be the same guy. that you talked to for the other company. This time he just doesn't need your card.
He's gonna recognize my number and be like, "Let me grab this one, motherfucker." "Hey, Mr. Nice, it's Sabu again."
And see, reasons like this is why I save up and I purchase from the evil corporation, which is Apple.
Yeah.
Why do they work?
Because they're all powerful.
Yeah.
That's what's scary.
You know,
because I don't have any issues. I've had a MacBook for 8 years now, and it runs better than brand new Dell computers.
Yeah. I have the exact same thing.
Yeah.
2007 is when I bought.
I looked at my Android phone like 5 years ago, and then I went to an iPhone and said, "What the fuck was I doing?"
Yeah.
Being an idiot.
Do you guys recall the story that I just said about my shitty PC? And you guys are fucking rubbing this in about your Mac products? Appreciate it.
I have had to replace the hard drive.
Yeah.
I had to do it too. But you know what the guy at the Apple Store hooked it up though, because he was like, "We could charge you $150
a year." This is the exact same thing. Just go to Fry's.
$40 hard drive.
Look it up. Here's how you do it.
Exactly. He showed me and he was like, "Come back and I'll give you brand new software." And that's exactly what he did.
Yeah.
Yep. Me too.
So maybe, you know, Lenovo needs a genius bar.
Yeah.
By the way, this week's sponsor, Apple products.
Yes.
And Sabu from India.
Speaking of Apple, they debuted. Well, they like relaunched the Apple Watch this week, which wasn't that surprising because
peaked up a lot of ears.
Which I still can't believe it's taken this long for them to get a watch out.
Mm. Well, I just think they wanted to perfect it. They wanted it to be better than the competition. I don't know if you really can at this point make something that small as grandiose as they want it. But they got their marketing up. Like, I saw a commercial. It definitely got me interested.
Yeah.
I'm not going to buy one. But
yeah, I saw that prices range from about $300 to the most expensive model of a watch, which is like $17,000.
Wow.
Because it's like put in a Rolex.
Now, does it do... Is it just strictly like iOS functions, or does it have like health monitoring?
It's a ton of health monitoring. Yeah, okay. What they're trying.
So you know all those apps.
That's making me probably believe then that they were waiting on this to perfect it, because I've got a lot of friends that have like those Fitbits and stuff, and they work to a certain degree, but it's very very minimal to like how accurate. And I mean that thing seems like it could just jump off the radar.
Yeah. And I think what the biggest selling point was of this this launch event they had was the research kit they debuted, which is basically five apps that you can voluntarily use with your Apple Watch that will track human statistics. So if you're diabetic and you enter all these things, Apple's going to put all this research together and give it to medical groups to make sense of it.
Yeah.
They're basically just going to use all their users as this huge sample population.
Yeah.
Which is cool. I think that's what they were kind of waiting for, too. But I don't know. Something about, like, the Apple Watches that I was thinking of is you have to have, like, a Bluetooth connection open, right? The whole entire time with your phone.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Can somebody hack onto that Bluetooth connection? Like, if you're, in the airport and you're on your Apple Watch, which is on your phone, like, can somebody... Because... You have all these sneaky futs that are fucking with Brett's computer and putting Trojans on it. Like, I don't want them getting in, to that connection and just stealing my shit from my phone. So, that's one thing I was wondering about, security, because you do have an open connection.
Yeah. I mean,
is it any different than, you walking around
with your phone already?
Right. If you don't have your Bluetooth on,
Wi-Fi. I think, the potential, I don't know. I think... Whoever's out there that's trying to crack into these things, if they want to crack into these things, it's going to find a way to do it.
Exactly.
Like, I mean, they're always going to be two steps ahead of whoever's developing this shit until those people developing it hire these guys and just, they're on the inside or whatever. But I have confidence, like what we were talking about, I have confidence that Apple is going to launch a product that's going to be pretty secure when it comes to that stuff. They probably learned from their competitors' failures in the past. Like they always seem to do, and I don't know. I'm looking forward to it.
What did you guys think of the gold MacBook?
There was a gold MacBook?
Yeah,
new MacBook, super thin one,
and it's super thin. It's not a MacBook Air though, which
like the 50-cent MacBook.
A MacBook.
Yeah, computer. Right. Yeah.
It's gold.
Yeah.
The Donald Trump version.
Oh no way!
Like I feel like the only
Microsoft. People... You're fired.
Yeah. I feel like the only people who get a gold MacBook are the Real Housewives of New Jersey and people who wear... Well, actually, no. All Real Housewives of New Jersey. So I was going to say people that wear Juicy Couture jumpsuits.
Yeah.
Everywhere. Still. Like, who needs an all-gold computer?
The funniest thing about that is the people that buy those all-gold computers aren't going to be the people that can defend themselves. So people that are going to see those gold computers that want them are going to be able to...
But it's not real gold. It's just painted.
Well,
it's
I know. Right. Yeah, but if somebody wants it, I guarantee you some nerd's not going to be able to defend their gold MacBook and they can just take it right out of their hands or whatever. So don't invest in gold MacBooks.
Could you seriously use a gold laptop?
Personally? I'd rather use it if it could patch into a Wi-Fi.
If it works, I'll take anything.
Do I have to call tech support?
Not. You say just
walking into an Apple store.
Yeah, I mean,
fix this, nerd.
It baffles me. The other recent wrist technology development is. Have you guys heard? I saw this article on CNET of all places about a rechargeable wristband. It charges from wrist motion. and it's a battery. Oh, yeah, it's a battery, and you can use it to recharge your devices. So you can plug your USB cord into it. And so, like, because, you know, like Rolexes, their battery's charged by wrist
movement. Yeah, it's just like,
so
yeah.
The motion that Brett just made is what this company, who is putting out this band, is going off of, and it's Pornhub that is releasing this rechargeable battery wristband.
Yep.
So you
Pornhub?
Yeah.
You can recharge your devices by
stroking.
Charging this. Right.
Yeah.
Cranking your wing.
Shake waiting. Yeah, shake waiting.
And I think we have just found...
Slapping the salami.
I think we have just found our energy.
Playing here. The skin flute.
Could you imagine that Coachella just like, hey, Brian, we got 6 dead iPhones over here. Hey, here's a magazine. Can you go into the tent and just give us come back in 30 minutes?
All right, guys, give me 2 songs. I'll be back.
2 songs and a DJ set.
2 songs and a DJ set. It just... It that baffled me. Yeah, I know it's 2015, but like, what the hell? Why would anyone think of? I'm at a loss. I'm at a loss.
Well, you're putting all that wasted energy to something useful. Because think about all the dudes that jerk it every day, and
yeah, 97% of them every day,
right? And all we're doing is wasting, you know, good quality tissue.
And potentially
or wearable babies. Socks.
I
think it's genius, you know? Why not?
I think you're right. I think part of it, whoever invented it, should win the Nobel Peace Prize. It's reusable, renewable energy.
Exactly.
I mean, yeah, I guess. Yeah.
I mean, what if you had an electric car and you could charge it with that wristband?
Mm-hmm. Just charging my phone, officer. Just charging my phone.
What I'm waiting for is the car that's going to be able to be fueled by your waste.
What? Oh, like,
you know? You so like on that? A road trip. So.
My dumbass for a second thought your actual 32-inch waist. So go on, though. God, there's sometimes I'm
not
worried about my
W-A-I-S-T, but W-A-S-T-E.
Yes. Yeah, like you're shitting piss
to
be classy about it.
I mean, the DeLorean from Back to the Future operated
ran
off
on
waste.
Garbage,
yeah,
so compost.
I mean. See, speaking of Back to the Future, I would trade the Pornhub wristband and I would trade the Apple Watch for a hoverboard. All I want is a hoverboard.
Yeah.
It's 2015. We got till October 15th. I want a damn hoverboard.
You know,
well, there are some pretty rudimentary prototypes out there.
Yeah,
not that fake video bullshit, but
with Tony Hawk,
but like actual ones that can last for a few seconds.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. I guess it's because you just have to create something that like polarizes the magnet. Like it just has to be like a reverse magnet on the surface or whatever.
Yeah, so I think this particular one was in Europe somewhere where they did have a special ramp with, some sort of magnetic field or an actual magnet underneath, and they were just fucking going back and forth.
God, that's cool.
Like they're Marty McFly.
Yeah.
I know that they do have, did you see Nike's doing the self-lacing shoes?
Do you see how much they're going for?
No.
Thousands of dollars.
Really?
It is limited release, and they're going for thousands, because they will self-tie this year. Yeah. They released them like 3 years ago, and it was just the model of the shoe, and those still went for a couple thousand dollars.
Yeah.
So
the sneakerheads.
Yeah, man. I mean, look.
Crazy.
People were selling Kanye's Yeezus boots that looked like somebody found Uggs and some duct tape, even though I love you, Kanye.
Preach.
For a grand or more, reselling them after they bought them for about $300 retail. I mean, people will buy shoes at any price.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. People will buy anything.
They were buying, speaking of Kanye, people were selling plastic bags filled with air from Kanye on eBay for thousands of dollars.
Yes.
And people bought it.
That's
insane. That's insane. Yeah.
And it just goes to prove that Kanye is a genius and a great celebrity.
Yeah. Yeah.
And people are fucking stupid.
Yeah, and people
that
are,
too.
Yeah,
people, and people have money to burn.
Yeah,
right.
But speaking
I saw this guy. Okay, so not to
no,
okay.
Go ahead.
People do have money to burn, because I saw this thing the other day where this guy I know has a, he's got a GoFundMe. You know GoFundMe.
Yeah.
So GoFundMe.
Go fund yourself.
Yeah. So he's got a GoFundMe for his breakdown of his car. And the repairs are going to be about $3,000 or whatever. So immediately when I saw it, because I see it on this like headline blurb, and I'm like, fuck out of here. Like, who the hell is going to donate to that?
Yeah.
Look up.
Go find a new mechanic.
Dude, I look it up. The guy's got already like $750. And complete strangers that are like, all right, well, I mean, I got $50. Like, here, just have it.
But
not like,
even $50, but if you find 2,000 people to donate $2.
Yeah, yeah. Shoot,
that's
man.
All it takes.
Yeah.
I mean, and also money to burn in a more literal sense. There's a story you're showing me, Brett, about some literal cash burning.
Yeah. This poor guy. So I forget where it was, but this poor construction worker, basically he's a construction manager. So he manages a bunch of construction workers. This just came out in the news. And long story short, he ran into debt. He owed his construction workers $15,000 together. So he needed to pay them. He actually asked his family to borrow the money. So his family ends up coming up, like a bunch of people in his family end up coming up with the 15 grand, loaned it to him. He knew he was too irresponsible to actually hold on to the money before he was actually paying the people, because I think it happened over the weekend or whatever like that. Gives the 15 grand to his wife.
He's going to go to the track.
Yeah, burn it.
Put it on Buttercup. Buttercup to win.
Come on, man.
Superfecta. Here we go.
Here it comes. 10 odds, baby. 10 odds. So he gives it to his wife, the responsible one. And I guess what she does is, out of all the places in the house,
hides it from him.
Hides it in the wood furnace, which is, I guess, a smart thing to do. Completely forgets that she hides it in the wood furnace. The next morning, wakes up.
This must have been the South.
I think so. And
I think that's the only place they still have wood furnaces.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's true.
Who the fuck uses the wood furnace anymore?
goes to make her tea in the morning. Proceeds to light the wood furnace because, you know, there's no other way to make tea, I guess. Burns up the $15,000. But in the process of it burning up, she does realize that she's burning the money and tries to scrape it all out, brings it to the bank. The bank says, sorry, man, those bills are destroyed. If you want to give them to us, we can ship them back to the treasury, though.
What?
Yeah, that's the end of the story. Like, that's what they said. They're like, well, we can't do anything. We don't recognize all these bills, but clearly it is money.
Right.
So we can ship it to the treasury if you want them. And I guess, like, she was just like, get the fuck out of here. Like, no, no. And now the guy is out 30 grand. Moral of the story, don't hide your money in places where you might potentially burn things.
Yeah. Or do not let women handle money at all. Is that the real moral?
Yeah. That might be a...
Like, safer places. The freezer.
Literally anywhere where there isn't fire.
The pillow, the mattress, like anywhere. Just,
you could have put it 1 foot away from the wood furnace and it would have been a safer place.
I probably would have trusted it with Sabu, the tech support guy.
And then he would have fixed your computer.
Yeah.
He would have fixed your computer.
Yeah, that's true.
I would have invested into some mutual funds.
We probably could have patched on and gotten more Nickelodeon songs right now for this podcast.
Can I ask you, how is it without the internet?
I officially live in like 1993 right now, and it sucks really, really bad. Like, I can hard jack it in, which makes me feel like Johnny Mnemonic or whatever the fuck from that movie.
Johnny Mnemonic?
Yeah, like, whatever the hell his name is. That's what I feel like. Like, I'm literally walking over to my cable line, and I feel like the thing's going to go...
Jeez, struggle's real over here.
It sucks, man.
Everyone, please hashtag pray for Brett.
Hashtag pray for Brett. Yeah, just check on me tomorrow. If I don't show up for work, please call my family.
Well, I mean, I feel like you will show up to work, because at least there you have internet.
That's true. Exactly. Actually, yeah. What am I talking about? Yeah, that's the thing to do. So
that's you know, I mean, it may be monitored by more people than just Sabu, but
yeah, that's
Sabu's probably in there too.
Cebu,
he probably works part time.
Cebu's gonna answer my IT from BTS. Yep. And I'm, oh god, Cebu, don't ever get in my computer again. I'll punch you so bad.
I still can't get over the $30,000 thing because,
yeah.
Another story about $30,000 was this 71-year-old man named Stephen Blah Blah, for all purposes' sake, goes into his bank, has 30 grand cash. Deposit into my account, please.
Did they ever say where he gets 30 grand cash from?
Probably selling meth. And
I know from the bank you've got to fill out a CTR at that point. Cash transaction report, because anything over $999,000, you got to report it if it's in cash.
$999,000?
What am I talking about?
You mean $9,999.
$99. Yeah.
There is.
That took a second for me to actually come up with that number. Yeah, so at that point, anything higher than that, you've actually got to report it. So continue, though. Sorry.
And the clerk, you know, goes right ahead, makes transaction, deposits the money into the account. Except it was not the correct Stephen Blah Blah. She deposited into a person of the same name that had an account that
Bob
they...
Bob Oblah.
Yeah, yep. Steve Blah Blah Blah.
Who... 25-year-old, been in a little bit of trouble here and there, but, you know, kid, you know, just trying, you know, fuck around and not do much with his life. He wakes up one day and he's got 30 grand extra in his account. So he does what any reasonable person would do.
At 25.
And he bought some fast food and a BMW.
Nice. Way to go, Steven.
My question is, did he buy the BMW first, then go through the drive-thru on the way home? Or was his first destination...
That would have been the baller thing to do.
Was the first destination the fast food? So, after about 5 days, he I think, you know, whoever's in his life taught some sense to him, and he went to the police station, turned himself in. And then they only are holding him responsible, not the bank or the clerk at all, and she hasn't been fired. But, he got 9 years probation.
But he didn't steal the money. He just spent money.
Right.
Like, that wasn't his.
He spent his own money because it's in his account.
Yeah, like, it's in his name at some point, and it doesn't matter where it mistakenly came from. It's in his name at that point, and, like, he didn't take money from anybody. He spent money.
There's a whole, like, card in Community Chest in Monopoly based off of bank error in your favor.
Yeah.
I mean, five figures shows up in my bank account all the time for no reason.
I remember at going to college and selling your books, and you get like 80 to 100 bucks, and you felt like the millionaire of the weekend.
Wait,
I mean, you
who
felt
the
like
hell
a baller.
Ever got 80 to 100 bucks when reselling their books?
I did, for sure. Like 2004. It was like depressing.
Because you would spend like $500 to $800 on these brand new books.
Damn expensive. I never bought my books.
They're so damn expensive. But yeah, I remember you had like $80 to $100, and you felt like a baller at that point. And you burnt through that shit like it was
all on Natty Ice.
Yeah, you burnt that
and taco shops.
Yep.
Oh yeah.
Yep.
Santana's burritos.
That's
you could double wrap that today, senor.
If you don't know, that's how San Diego college students celebrate the end of semesters. Cheap ass 30 racks of beer and Mexican food.
Yep, yep. It was 230 racks when you sold your books.
Or pretty much any day of the week.
Yeah,
that's how they celebrate every day.
That's true, yeah. Did I wake up in San Diego? Ooh, time to drink.
Hey, did I survive until 3 o'clock today?
So
let's get sucked up.
The question I have before we wrap this segment up is, what would you guys do with 30 grand right now?
Ooh, that's a good question. Do you know what you would do with 30 grand?
Hell yes.
What would you do?
I would take it with me next week to Vegas.
Next week to Vegas?
Because I'm going to Vegas already, so fuck it. If it's not mine, I'm taking it, and we're getting the tables, and I'm buying a bottle, and that's it. One bottle, though, because I don't have that much money.
How much does it cost to build a pool?
More than 30 grand.
More than 30 grand.
Well, you also need a house to build a pool.
I'll just take somebody's house.
Yeah, 30 grand, man. I would just travel.
Travel?
Do a whole shitload of traveling. I would go to a lot of places. Probably take like, I don't know, 3 months off work.
Yeah.
And just go fucking ham around the world.
That'd be sick, man. For me, You know what I think I'd legitimately do? It's always been my dream, as weird as it sounds, to open up my own bar. So I think that that would be the kickstart to probably quit my job and
you would
put the money down and open
a bar.
Yeah, like just a little tiny bar, not a big pain in the ass making a lot of money bar, but just something that could be my day job. And yeah, I think it'd be good. So
make a small amount of money bar.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Well, in San Diego, you probably need to multiply that 30 grand by 10.
10? to actually own it?
Yeah.
Well, you know, this is, I think, our first finance episode of our tenure here on
CTRs,
a Pop Soda.
And investments.
And Apple Watches. And
$30,000 burning.
There was an article, the last thing I want to cover today, before we move on to our Brian's Employed movie review. There was an article today that listed the average household income in order to purchase a house across the United States. And San Diego came in at the average income $94,000 for your household.
Wow.
To be able to purchase a house.
It's a lot of money.
I even think that's low.
Yeah, that's...
Well, it's the second highest in the nation.
What's the highest? Frisco?
San Francisco.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
at $142,000.
Yeah. And that, I think, is low, too.
But yeah, to buy a house it's in San Diego, it's more expensive than Los Angeles and New York City.
How much... Okay, we're going to wrap the segment up with this. How much do you think today Danny Tanner's house costs in San Francisco?
Oh, millions.
Millions?
On millions
well,
of dollars.
Well, if it wasn't in... Yeah, millions of dollars.
Millions?
Millions?
Tens?
Dollars.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's
no,
like the most photographed place. Like,
okay,
probably
so under
like 1.3. I was thinking 1.5.
Oh, more
well,
than
no,
that.
Well, no, way
I'd
more
say
than
that. I'd say like
because that
three
place
to five
was,
million.
Yeah,
are
two
we,
stories.
Are we counting the full house?
You don't take
fame?
The children, and you don't have Lindsay, the shitty one next door or whatever.
No,
Kimmy.
No, we're just talking about the house.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that house, I mean, think about it.
Right.
I looked at a rental rate sheet in San Francisco on some article that I read. There's two bedrooms going for like $5,000 a month in good neighborhoods.
That's insane.
Just astronomical.
That's probably without a parking spot either.
Oh yeah, not even including parking. Probably don't even have your own washer dryer. Probably just one bathroom too. But the
bucket.
The prices have just flown through the roof since you know, all those tech companies have
since
moved
the Tanners
there.
Moved in.
Yeah.
Oh, those damn Tanners. Gentrification.
Since Uncle Jesse started unbuttoning those top three, you know?
Yep.
Just let that hang. So, yeah, I mean, that house has to be worth, you know, I would probably go $5 to $8 million.
Man.
Because, I mean, that was what? Like at least three bedrooms?
Oh yeah, it was like
four bedrooms,
and it was a
plus
two.
The basement where fucking
dude, where Gladstone,
Uncle Joey,
yeah.
That's right,
where Uncle
yeah.
Joey lived,
and his creepy ass puppets.
Yeah, the woodchuck. I remember that. Well, I think that's a good way to wrap up the segment talking about a woodchuck in a basement with Joey Gladstone.
Yeah.
All right. So yeah, we're gonna go to an ad really quick, and then we're gonna come back with Brian's Employed movie reviews.
Yeah, make it back, motherfuckers.
Hey guys, it's Brett here with Pop Not Soda. Wanted to thank you guys for checking out our sixth episode. Thanks for staying tuned and listening to everything. Hope you guys are enjoying this episode. I wanted to do a little shout out and a plug for the other podcast that I'm co-hosting on. It's the Degenerate Podcast featuring stand-up comedian Ryan Shores. He's a hit comedian here in San Diego, and I actually wanted to do a little shout-out on our episode that's coming out March 23rd. We're going to have Mark Christopher Lawrence on. He's a big, big Hollywood actor, been in such movies as Terminator 2, Pursuit of Happiness, Halloween 2 by Rob Zombie, and was the kind of the boss from Chuck. So, yeah, we're really excited to have him on the show. And so, yeah, if you can, check it out. It's the Degenerate Podcast. You can find it on iTunes or Podomatic. And, yeah, hope you guys are enjoying this episode. Stay tuned for the second half of Pop Not Soda.
guys, once again, it's time. So please put down that cheese Danish with the ever so light raspberry glaze. I know it's delicious, but it distracts from your hearing. So please set it down, because it's time for Brian's employed movie reviews.
Whew.
So this week, I'm going to be talking about two movies, like every week. We're going to start with The Drop. This particular movie stars Tom Hardy and James Gandolfini, rest in peace. And this chick, I don't even know what her name is.
She's not important.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you what else she's been in either, but she's been in a couple movies. You know what else she's been in? This really stupid movie with Colin Farrell, which I can't remember the name of it. But
he's not important either.
Yeah, but that movie sucks. This movie's good. So basically, the movie's about Tom Hardy and James Gandolfini. They run this bar that also doubles for a money drop for the mob. Actually, not the mob. They're like some sort of European gangsters.
The Russian mob.
Yeah. I can't remember which country they're supposed to be from, but not America. And in the movie, there's like, you know, all these bars, obviously, across. They're in New York City. So all these bars across the city are deemed as like drop zones, the drop, hence the title of the movie. And they just move it from like bar to bar. So, you know, obviously stuff goes down. There's a couple twists and turns. There's a dog in the movie. So some people, you know.
Get mauled?
No. It's a puppy.
Oh.
Very, very young dog. But, you know, your girlfriend might like that, so you can convince her to watch it. It's a little slow at times, but definitely cranks up towards the end. Really good, well acted, for sure. The end is good as well. Yes, that's her. Dan has, or I should say, our cracked research team.
Oh, Numira Pace. I think that's
found her.
Prometheus.
Of course.
That shitty Colin Farrell movie is Dead Man Down.
Dead Man Down. God. Don't go see that movie.
Terrence Howard and Wade Barrett.
I think that's direct to DVD, Dead Man Down.
It's a WWE production.
Oh, good.
I saw it on the plane somewhere. Somewhere in the air, I saw that movie. And it was
riding WWE Airlines over Vegas.
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry to interrupt the.
Oh no, I appreciate it. Yeah, so the chick from Prometheus, that's the girl in the movie. So everyone's good in it. The plot moves along. You know, like I said, a couple twists here and there. The ending's good.
Gandolfini, the bad guy.
Gandolfini is he's not. I mean,
just supporting.
Yeah, they're kind of all bad because you know they're all laundering dirty money, right? But it's really, really good, really entertaining. So I'm giving The Drop 4 out of 5 paychecks.
Ooh. Nice, nice.
Go see it. It's
good job, Bane.
What would you? Because I haven't seen really any trailers or anything for this movie. What would you compare it to? Like, if you're a fan of this movie or this genre of movies, you would like The Drop.
Right. I would say it's a lot like The Town, just with a lot less action.
Okay.
But there's like a love story in it. There's conflict in it. It's really realistic. You know, cops are involved, so, you know, you have that realism. And, you know, the main character's just badass.
Yeah, just tearing shit up the whole time.
Tom Hardy, I mean, it's fucking Bane. How could you go wrong? So yeah, that was good. Next movie I'm going to talk about is Lucy.
Scar Joe!
Starring Miss Scarlett Johansson and the incomparable Morgan Freeman. God, where do I start with this sack of crap? it's rated R, but you would never know. Like, they do the worst job at...
Wait, it's rated R?
It's rated R.
I didn't know that. Yeah, okay.
But it's really not that violent. There's not a lot of cursing, not a lot of nudity in it. It's just such a waste of an R rating. You know, Morgan Freeman, bless his heart, I feel like got suckered into this movie somehow.
It's a wanted role for him?
Yeah, exactly. How did he get talked into Wanted? Talked into this fucking piece of shit movie. So he plays a scientist. Like, he's the supposed to be the world's expert in regards to the amount of usage. Maybe he's like a neurologist or something, or he's supposed to be. But he's supposed to be like the world's most expert in brain usage among, I guess, everything, because he talks about different species.
He's got
that use, that use, like, you know, different percentages of their brain capacity. But like, he's, you know, giving this lecture, and at this point in the movie, it's when Scarlett Johansson. So to go back, the basic plot of the movie is Scarlett Johansson is just some random chick. She gets she basically becomes a mule for these drugs. The drugs get into her bloodstream, and then this particular drug is supposed to make you just, like, super smart. So, I don't know, like, somehow use more of your brain than is physically possible. They don't really explain it at all. You're just kind of supposed to buy
Bradley
in.
Cooper.
Yeah, is that the drug from the Bradley Cooper movie?
Yeah, but...
So it was a movie made years before this movie?
So imagine the drug that Bradley Cooper took in...
Limitless.
Okay. Yeah, I was trying to think of that too.
Robert De Niro's, you know, slanging some shit. Imagine that drug does some Molly and then snorts like... a yard of cocaine, and then that's the drug that is in this movie.
Okay.
Because it eventually leads to Scarlett Johansson utilizing 100% of her brain's capacity.
Now I want to know, does it progress to the state where she opens it?
Makes it very clear. Okay. So you know, it goes 10%.
So they try to scientific
20%. But that's the worst part, is in, you know, at this...
Wait, are they like chapters in the movie?
Not chapters necessarily, but like it literally flashes across screen. 50%.
Primity. Okay.
So from the trailer, it looked like she became an X-Men with 100% use of her brain.
Yeah, she literally does whatever she wants.
Which, that does not make sense to me. Like, if you're using her... So our brain is capable of just... things beyond physics, apparently.
Yeah, Morgan Freeman explains it quite well. No, and nobody questions. So, like, when this the instigating event happens, where Scarlett Johansson like starts getting the drugs pumping through her body, they, you know, cut to Morgan Freeman giving this lecture at some college, and you know, he's talking about percentage of the brain, and then people, you know, are asking him, you know, what happens when you reach 20%. Oh, well, 20%, you'll be able to, you know, control your whole body. And then it shows her fucking flying around this room. Oh, what happens at 40%? Oh, well, 40%, you can control other people. And at no point does someone go, hey, Morgan Freeman, how the fuck are you coming to these conclusions?
And why didn't you take the drug?
Where's the scientific evidence? Like, you're just literally talking out of your ass right now. What happens when you reach 100%? Oh, I don't know. Well, of course you don't fucking know, Morgan Freeman. You don't know past, you know, the normal 8% or 9% that people use, or 13%, however much it
is. See, that's what doesn't make sense to me, is you would think that at some point it would go beyond human comprehension. If we're already limited on what we're able to comprehend, and somebody's taken a drug that already all of a sudden opens up the rest of the 70% or whatever, you would think that we wouldn't be able to comprehend what that person's doing, because they're doing something that's just so astronomical. But yeah, like you're saying, all of a sudden Morgan Freeman's the expert of this. Yeah, it's insane.
Yeah.
I just don't see how you would be able to start controlling matter.
Yeah. Well, from what I've heard too, and this is getting scientific, but from what I heard is that whole we only use 10% or whatever of our brains. I heard that's complete bullshit, and it's actually we only understand how our brains work that much of what the function is. Yeah. So it's not technically that we're not utilizing everything of it. It's just we just don't get how everything works. So we only understand 10% of how it works.
Right. I mean, what other than the appendix is not always working in the human body?
Yeah.
You know, it just doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
So yeah, this movie, I mean, and there's no nudity either. Like, you don't get to see Scarlett topless.
If you want to see that, you need to watch Under the Skin.
Oh.
Or, God, the movie with Javier Bardem and...
She's naked in that?
Yeah, oh yeah, they have a three-way, dude.
Oh, no way.
Becky Valen... Vicky Barcelona. Yeah. Vicky Barcelona.
Oh, no way.
I mean, not that I have watched that...
Repeatedly. Through a looped version of it on some scratched internet site, but... Yeah.
Oh, yeah, so check that out, too, maybe. Google image search that.
So you'd recommend that 8-second loop rather than a Lucy?
Yes, I would much rather watch Javier Bardem...
Smother Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah, just sweat all over two of the hottest women on the planet. Than watch 90 Lucy? Minutes of that garbage.
So... How many paychecks for Lucy?
For Lucy,
or would you give them paychecks, or what could you think of a shittier currency to grade Lucy on?
I'll give Lucy one Bitcoin.
I was gonna say how many.
Anticipating that the value is just going to plummet.
How many Lenovo laptops would you give?
Fuck you guys so bad right now. Fuck you guys bad.
Okay, just real quick before we do this. That's why if you've seen Limitless, it's a more, I don't want to say realistic because it is still very far-fetched, but I think a more grounded approach to, oh, if this is true that there's all this untapped potential in your brain and you're using a drug, it covers shit like withdrawal and overuse and ODing, and it covers like stuff that actually happens when you use a drug like that. And doesn't give you superpowers.
Well, it didn't rely on the drug to tell the actual story that was like... And I'm not giving any credit to Limitless, because I don't think it was that good of a movie. But it seems like it was much better than Lucy. Because it seems like whenever Lucy was like going like, oh shit, just up the drug. Give her 10% more so we can impress people with more special effects.
Yeah, at one point, she literally travels the globe. Like, she's sitting in a chair... And she's just like going around the world, like, oh, let's check this place out.
What percentage?
Oh, this
is
Africa. This is at almost 100%.
So okay, is this the shocking twist that she actually just died at the beginning of the movie, and this is all just a crazy hallucinated dream?
No, what happens is she turns into a fucking computer at the end of the movie. Like, she physically transforms her body into this weird, like, venom
transcendence. So it's a prequel to Transcendence.
She turns herself into Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then this like, yeah, this weird venom-looking, like machine starts being built, and she basically like downloads all the knowledge of the universe into herself.
From
and, like,
where?
And then just like pops out a fucking USB drive, and Morgan Freeman's like, "Oh, thanks," and then. She disperses into nothing. So
you are making this shit up.
I'm not making, I couldn't make this shit up. This is how fucking terrible the ending is.
This sounds way worse than Predestination. Ethan Hawke fucking himself.
Ooh, no.
Motherfucker Jones?
I don't know. It's close. So here's the best part, right? So after Morgan Freeman gets the fucking USB drive, he's like, all right, cool. That was awesome experience. Great. We got all this knowledge. You know, too bad Lucy has to die. Bloop, bleep. Text message. Still here. Joke's on you, LOL. That's not the literal text message, but...
So it is transcendent.
She's like everywhere.
Okay. That sounds stupid.
It's really fucking stupid.
So what happens as soon as somebody else takes that and becomes everywhere? Is she like... Is it Wonka Vision? Like, basically...
Well, apparently there is a very minute amount of this drug, which she eventually has to go, like, find more of this drug to take because she does, like, kind of go through withdrawals at a certain point.
Kind of like crank.
Yeah, and then how does she fix it? Oh, she just fucking inhales some more drugs, and now she's better and has more superpowers.
It seems like they just jump between better movies and story plots, and they're like, all right, yeah, this isn't working.
It's like Limitless, X-Men,
and Requiem, a little bit of Requiem and Crank.
And Wanted from Morgan Freeman. Threw them in a blender, like literally just threw these strips in a blender, mixed it up, and they like where the pages fell. Oh, let's just put this in.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then the ending, they just decided to like take a shit on a piece of paper. Hey, you know, we could make Scarlet look like that with this weird fucking Venom suit that's turning into a weird jagged computer thing. That sounds like a great idea. That'll kill at the box office.
I'm now sufficiently depressed after this segment.
So what?
How bad this movie sounds.
So what do you think? Because I'm looking at like Luc Besson's track record here, and I think he did The Fifth Element. If I'm not, yeah, he did The Fifth Element.
Well, I love The Fifth Element.
I do too. Fifth Element's a great movie. Would you compare it to more of Fifth Element, or would you compare it to more Taxi starring Queen Latifah and Jimmy Fallon, because he also directed that movie?
Wow.
I mean, at least
it's
shows
a literal okay
range.
Okay, now I completely appreciate the movie, because it's literally a mix of The Fifth Element and Taxi. It really is now, because you got some like weird sci-fi shit on one end with a hot chick as like the centerpiece.
Do all three of them include taxis?
Yeah. They do.
So he has a taxi fetish.
He does. Or maybe he just likes to make one good movie and then horrible, horrible, decrepit images on screen. That you can't even really call it a movie.
Film?
Yeah. There's no art there. It's Queen Latifah and Jimmy Fallon in a taxi. Come on.
Come on.
Alright, well, I think to kind of get this awful taste of Lucy.
So one Bitcoin,
mouths,
though. One Bitcoin.
Lucy gets one Bitcoin.
Bitcoin.
I love that.
You know what this week has meant in the world of sports, gentlemen?
Craziness!
Unbelievable. I mean, I can't think of another free agency with so much movement
NFL
in the first 2 days.
Free agency. People have been moving around like Lucy, moving around the world at 100% of brain usage, apparently. That people have gone all over the place. It's insane.
And people are doing, what's crazy is people are doing what the fuck they want to do. Like, you're just seeing people like DeMarco Murray, it's just like, I'm going to do what I want to do, and I'm going to test it out myself or whatever. Like,
I want to go play for Philly. I'm going to call Chip Kelly and go fly out there.
People are doing ballsy stuff this year, like that you're like, that hasn't really happened before.
Like, unless everybody's kind of happy with this free agency, unless you're the 49ers, because they just have lost people to retirement, trades, and free agency.
Yeah.
And it's kind of they lost their coach, too.
including Jim Harbaugh.
And then you have their arch rival, the Seahawks, who sign a better cornerback and get Jimmy Graham, arguably the best tight end in the NFC, from the Saints.
Now, how long did they sign Jimmy Graham for?
Well, he was already signed, so it was a trade.
Okay,
I don't know how many years he has left on that contract.
On that contract, okay.
But he just signed that trade,
so
I think last year. Because remember, last year, there's the whole controversy because he wanted to get paid as
so
a wide,
like,
receiver.
Because they had to go to court and like actually deem it as a...
Yeah,
they had to deem it as a... So it's probably like 4 years then.
I'd say probably at least three or four years,
yeah.
But as we've seen, that doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
You know, teams cut players all the time. They'll pay him out a little bit.
You know, and no offense to Russell Wilson. I think he's got a great arm, but I think there's just magic in between. There's magic with Breeze and Jimmy Graham, and I think that it's going to take an adjustment for Jimmy Graham to look as good.
Well, of course. I mean, they're going to throw the ball half as many times as the Saints did.
Yeah, yeah. So
yeah, but all the passes are going to go to him because there's nobody else that Russell Wilson's really going to want to throw to.
Yeah, yeah.
I think what is also funny is that the Broncos have also not shot anybody. have not gotten anybody in free agency except Peyton Manning.
Giving players away.
Yeah. But they've lost some. I think they did franchise tag Demaryius Thomas, but Julius Thomas, their tight end, went to Jacksonville. They're not re-signing Wes Welker. The Chargers stole arguably their best offensive lineman.
Yep.
In Orlando Franklin.
He's stoked to be here too. That's what I think is a cool thing, and he's really happy.
Well,
to
him
be here.
And Brandon Flowers, like they're
buddies, aren't they?
Well, they're both coming from teams within the AFC West and are pissed that these other franchises don't appreciate their value.
What their worth is.
They're
yeah.
like, all right, fuck it. I'm going to go to a rival team.
Kick the shit
out
of you.
Get to play you twice a year.
Yeah.
Anytime you can steal great players from in-division opponents is a fun time. The Raiders actually made some moves. They signed Roy Helu, a decent running back from Washington, which is more to say for the Raiders than anything. And Dalvin Sue went to Miami to make a shitload of money because there's no sales tax. It was crazy. They compared what the Raiders would have to have paid Sue to compete with Miami, and the salary would have been like $22 million more or something because of
the
taxes.
Yeah, the taxes.
But then the Dallas...
Love you, California.
Detroit didn't care because they got Hilary Nada from Baltimore, which is arguably, you could say, he's a better player less on the field risk than Sue. Randall Cobb goes back to Green Bay, glory be to Cobb, for $40 million, which is a lot for a young wide receiver. But I think
he's worth it.
Yeah.
Especially with him and Jordy Nelson. Aaron Rodgers would be really happy with that. You've got Adrian Peterson, who got put back on the commissioner's exception list, which I think is crazy. Which I don't know how you can let...
What is that? So I heard about that. Like, what is that? Because I don't know.
Basically, he's not allowed to go to any team functions, but he's still being paid.
So he's still with the Vikings?
He's suspended, yeah.
Yeah, he's still on the team.
Okay,
he's still on the team. He can't play or go to, like, the team facilities or events, but he's still being paid. So, like, when you're suspended, you don't get paid. So it's a form of suspension. But they can't
actually... So how pissed are the Vikings? They want him on there.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. The Vikings are dumb.
They're just fucking idiotic.
Yeah.
They've handled this so
they really,
so
and he wants to be traded, and they should trade him.
Yeah.
And one of the teams he wants to go to is Dallas, who's running back DeMarco Murray, who set the... who was the front runner in total rushing yards
last year in fantasy.
Oh, yeah. Woo! He took me to the championship as well.
I was worried he was going to break some halfway through it, and he didn't.
He is apparently called up Chip Kelly and said, hey, boss, I want to come meet with you and see how serious you are and what you can offer me. Because I think he wants to go into an offense where he gets to be a star. But if you know the Eagles... One, they just signed Ryan Matthews this morning for like 3 years, $12 million, which is super cheap. But Ryan Matthews will play like a game and a half and
break
both collarbones.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, absolutely.
And they still have Darren Sproles, so two former Chargers, really. But they lost everybody else. They traded for Sam Bradford, which makes absolutely no
swap
sense.
Quarterbacks.
Yeah, swap.
They re-signed Mark Sanchez. They let Jeremy Maclin walk. They traded LeSean McCoy for an okay linebacker
to
coming
the Bills,
out of injury.
Right?
They
lost
Corey Parker to Seattle. Like, I don't understand what the hell is going on with Chip Kelly, but I guess I have to wait and see because apparently he knows what he's doing. He's got a plan, and he's going to pit the players to into his system.
Five running backs. That's what's going to be stacked
what,
up
yeah,
on the,
I think
the first
that's
game.
What
you're
see.
People are just going to shit their pants and not
Darren
know what
Darren Sproles is
going to
be playing wide out.
He's just going to turn into rugby where they just hype the ball every time and just keep passing it off with laterals. And then you had Stephen A. Smith say that Chip Kelly could be racist, and that's why he keeps training all
Stephen
the black
Smith,
players.
Stephen A. Smith, he just tries to be controversial. He's an idiot.
Right.
Which... It's exactly. So
we got,
don't be Stephen A. Smith, guys.
Yeah.
And then you got Darrell Revis going back to the Jets.
Yeah.
For so much money.
Oh, yeah.
He must have blackmailed the owner. Because for him to receive, at his age, a four-year deal with $39 million guaranteed and $70 million on the contract is unheard of.
That's insane. That's insane.
He's good.
Yeah, but
he's not that good.
No.
He's definitely not that good.
And the only reason why he was that good in New England is because, one, he's playing with Bill Belichick's team, who had Vince Wilfork, who's still a free agent, Chargers, in the middle. that's literally just a roadblock. And he was playing with Brandon Browner, who is one of the most physical DBs in the nation.
Yeah.
And now you're going to the Jets, who did pick up, I will say, they did get Brandon Marshall.
Right.
And they had a couple good moves.
Percy Harvin.
Did anybody poach Percy Harvin?
No, hey, Chargers? Percy Harvin.
Right? Perfect slot receiver.
Perfect slot receiver.
Yeah, he would be great.
Put him and Jacoby back to return kits, so you don't know what's going to happen.
How many more years do you think that Antonio Gates has?
Two.
Yeah, I'd probably say two.
Probably two? Okay.
Yeah, unless he gets hurt this year. Right. I think if he hurt anything this year, I don't... Because I feel like Antonio Gates is one of those guys that's going to announce this is his last year.
Yeah.
Like, I think he would give that appreciation. Unless the Chargers left after this year, then I could see him retiring.
Yeah, half the team retiring.
Yeah.
Andre Johnson going to the Colts.
Yes. Yeah. And Frank Gore, who was going to go to the Eagles, almost signed the paper, then said, oh, wait, no, and went to the Colts.
Man. So who's running in Frisco now?
Carlos Hyde is who they
have.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
And they picked up Torrey Smith. Torrey Smith left Baltimore.
Okay.
Go play with his homie Anquan Boldin, who's still there.
Right.
I still think that they should trade Kaepernick for a better quarterback. Because I think...
Who's going to...
Right, for who? Yeah. For who?
Yeah.
Sam Bradford, maybe. I don't know.
Nick Foles might be a
better one. I never thought somebody would trade for Sam Bradford.
I know, right?
So we at least know that Kaepernick is better than Sam Bradford.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, does Chip Kelly think Mark Sanchez is going to run that offense?
Because
Sam Bradford's probably not going to be ready for...
No, for that crazy...
For game one.
Yeah, no. That crazy shit that he does, there's no way. I think it would be Mark Sanchez until Mark Sanchez throws about 10 interceptions in the first two games.
I mean...
And then does he trade up to get Mariota? Is this his whole master plan?
Oh.
Well, he said that they wouldn't do that. Right. But I think that's bullshit.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's just as much bullshit as him saying he got multiple first-round draft pick offers for... Sam Bradford. Like, that's a lie.
Yeah.
That's a bold... He probably got a seventh round, and he read it wrong, and thought it said one.
No, the first round offer was Sam Bradford and Darren Sproles, you know?
It kind of shocks me. It's also kind of the time that I take to realize that the NFL, if you look at it, all these millions of dollars swung, you know, going crazy everywhere, is still... The league with the lowest average pay, the shortest career lifespan, and the highest injury rate.
Yeah. I mean, it's guys literally trying to
hurt each other,
kill each other. Yeah.
Yeah.
For no guaranteed money.
No.
Like, it may say Brett owes everybody a beer listening to
me. I know. Yeah. Sorry about that, guys. Sorry about that. If you were concerned, Dad landed in Florida, so everything's good.
Good on it, Dad.
Yeah, there we are.
It is a little shocking that they still work on this no guaranteed money system.
What's crazy? So Allison and I were talking about this like a couple weeks ago, and I mean we'll wrap this episode up shortly. But what's crazy about football and I think you're starting to see a trend of it, is you're seeing parents that aren't... I mean, there's always going to be, you know, the Midwest, these Texas towns, things like that, Midwest, where football is, you're just born to play football. But I think you're seeing a lot of these outside states that parents aren't letting their kids play football. I mean, they're so concerned about concussions and things like that.
Well, it is. It's literal brain damage from when you start.
Yeah.
There's no way to deny that you're receiving head trauma all the time.
Because I had friends, like, you told me.
Yeah, that. I mean, I played football my whole life through high school and college. And, you know, luckily I never had a bad injury, but...
You got a sticker.
I definitely got my bell rung all the time.
Yeah.
Well, I hear you saying, Brett, and I definitely agree that in some communities, some states, that people are going to move away from football because it is dangerous, but there's a lot of communities still who look on their youth who are football players to provide for their families. like, I think The Rock, his like production studio, is putting out this documentary about these American Samoans,
yeah,
in Utah, who their boys are brought up to play football, get a scholarship to college, and go to the league to then provide for their family and extended family. And if you look at players that are coming from impoverished neighborhoods where they don't have the same privilege as people who are maybe in an upper class, middle class, a better off community, that's how they get to the, you know, college, and that's how they get to making that money or providing for their family, is through this very dangerous, extremely taxing sport, because that's where the money is. It's like Latin American baseball players. You have all these baseball camps and all these players who will take the risk of using performance-enhancing drugs, because that means you get to sign that $252 million contract.
Yeah.
And if that, and providing for your family, versus the risk of being labeled a performance-enhancing drug user, they're going to take the money every time.
And what I think is strange about it, and what I was talking with Allison about too, is I think, do you think in like 10 or 20 years, because I do agree with you, where I think that there's still these small communities that will always be tailored to developing football players, things like that. Like, it's in your culture, it's in your community, or whatever. But do you think in 10 to 20 years from now, you're going to see an evolution of a football athlete? Like, where the football players that we see now aren't actually the football players that you will see 20 years from now. Because it's going to be more, I guess, just these tight-knit communities that are actually breeding these people for football, because everybody else is just putting their hands up and more incentivized to find a less dangerous sport that they could possibly make not as much money, but just, you know, a substantial amount of money that you can survive on. Track, anything, like anything else. Like, I think at some point you're going to see these parents get motivated to not put their kids, like, there's so much incentivization to put them in anything but football. You know, I don't, yeah.
Well, I know across the nation, football enrollment for, like, Pop Warner and youth leagues is down.
Has dropped.
And I think we're going to see a steady decline there. But in regards to the popularity of football, I don't think that's ever going to go away. It's just become such a production and such a staple within...
And a moneymaker.
Well, yeah. In a giant cash register.
Yeah.
But what I do think is going to happen is we're going to see a lot more situations of players coming from maybe a different sport and you know, trying football after their collegiate career. So, like, the Antonio Gates, like the Russell Wilson, you know, who played baseball and then came back to play football. Antonio Gates, who played basketball and then decided to play in the NFL.
Somebody's poaching a rugby player.
So this stud Australian rugby player who actually worked out at USD on my field, because I recognized when I watched the video, he was he's trying out. So you might have players transitioning from other sports to get into football, because it is, you know, very, very dangerous for kids. Yeah. And it does cause brain damage no matter how small it is. It's still brain damage and trauma that you can't deny.
Yeah.
I think what we're going to see is, I think when you talk about a physical evolution, we've already kind of seen that. If you look back, if you take, I think, from the 2000s and you go back to the 80s, that guys were bigger, a little bit slower, they had the heavier pads. They weren't moving as quick.
Yeah.
And they weren't hitting as hard. And you get to where the pads have slimmed down, where everything is super tight and very aerodynamic. And you got these guys who are lean and built to run and hit, destroying each other. I think the next evolution is you're going to see more of a class divide between sports, where we think, you know, oh, rich people play rugby, polo, and badminton, and cricket, and squash, and, you know, the general public more gravitates towards, like, the four major televised sports. But I think you're going to see that more, where football, like, is going to be a lot of people athletes coming from... Yeah, well, a lot of people, their background is going to be more in football.
I can see
from
that,
these more impoverished communities or underprivileged communities. Just like in baseball, you've seen the growth of the Latin communities over the past 20 years, because that is the gateway to success. That's the gateway to the what's left of the American dream in sports. And I think you're gonna have this push for more of
specialized athletes.
Not so much specialized, but...
I can see that, too, though.
Yeah. I think you're going to get a bigger flood in some sports that maybe have lacked in the past 15 years. Like, there could be another push in golf, like when there was Tiger Woods, his hot streak in 2000s that made golf grow. Or a push in soccer, and Americans will get behind the MLS because they're getting more former EPL and La Liga stars coming over, so people are going to go play soccer more.
Even that still has concussions, though.
Or you're going to have people playing tennis more where there's no great Americans because Andy Roddick has retired and Jason Blake can't do shit. Like, I think that's where you're going to see more people gravitating towards that who have the ability to. And I think you're going to have the people who need that gateway to education and to a better lifestyle from those underprivileged communities going towards the more dangerous sports.
Yeah,
I don't think that'll ever change with the popularity because there's so much money in football. Not just in television contracts, not just in fantasy football, but in gambling and all across the board, merchandise, what be it. There's just so much money wrapped in it. It's like oil.
Yeah, it's just ingrained in our lives. It's become ritual. Yeah. It's the new church, you know?
You know, and it's what's weird to me, like, I just thought about this, too.
Hashtag the new church.
The new church. What's weird to me is
don't pray for Brett at that church.
Church. Well, I just thought about this, though, too, is what's strange about it, too, is I think everybody thinks about football being this huge moneymaker and stuff, but I don't think a lot of people realize, too, the medical expenses that go through these athletes that are actually playing the sports and stuff. Imagine how much money medicine and all that stuff's getting. So, I mean, it's a huge money maker for everybody.
Don't worry, the NFL doesn't pay it.
Yeah, that's the difference. These owners making billions of dollars aren't the ones paying the medical.
Well, no, I understand that, but somebody's getting paid for somebody breaking their leg and having to get a surgery and things like that. So, I mean, it's a money maker for a lot of industries around. So, a lot of people are invested in having this dangerous sport continue to play.
So, of course. I do. Yeah. So, your kids aren't going to be football players. They're going to be orthopedic surgeons.
Sports Tommy John.
Yeah, yeah. Sports psychologists.
Dr. James Andrews.
Dr. James Andrews.
Yeah. No.
Well, whatever it is.
When I grow up, I want to be like Dr. James Andrews.
I think that's a good way to kind of wrap it up, though.
Yeah. We had a good shout out to Dr. James Andrews.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You better pay us for that pluggy piece of.
Keep doing you, James Andrews. You keep preparing those athletes.
Keep inspiring those kids for those commercials.
I think we may have had one of our most lowbrow movie reviews, but one of the more highbrow episodes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fucking Lucy.
Hey. What do you expect, Taxi? Like, Taxi 2.
It's all Jimmy Fallon and Queen Latifah's fault.
Yeah. Right. Thanks, host of The Tonight Show and Queen Latifah.
I can't really give you credit for anything but your stupid name. So,
all right, guys. Thanks again for listening. We have been Pop Not Soda. And please make sure to check us back next week.
Twitter.
Name your Twitter. And if you can't wait till next week, please follow us on Twitter at @pop_notsoda. And if that's not enough for you, my personal Twitter account is @Dan_Perez_. That's a good way to mess up my own Twitter name. And Brett is @NiecesPieces.
Yes, sir. Brian, you got a Twitter?
I do, but you don't get it.
Hey, I'll get it next week. I'll get it next
week. We don't
even
have it yet. Yeah. So it's a very exclusive guest list. But
it is. It's my mom, The Rock, and Chad Johnson.
You have Dwayne Johnson on there?
Of course.
God. Wait, as a follower or you follow him?
Oh, no. Dwayne Johnson follows Brian.
Yeah, Dwayne Johnson follows me.
Respect.
UCSD rugby days. USD rugby days.
USD rugby days. All right, guys.